In a vote of 4 in favor with 1 supervisor abstaining, the San Mateo Board of Supervisors took another step forward in removing embattled Sheriff Christina Corpus. Last month, county supervisors unanimously approved a special election to take place next spring that would grant the board power to remove Corpus, with the most recent vote granting final approval. Supervisor David Pine introduced the charter amendment under discussion.
We now move to item 10, which is to adopt an ordinance calling for a special election to be held March 4, 2025, for the purpose of voting upon an amendment to San Mateo County Charter, granting the Board of Supervisors the authority till December 31, 2028, to remove an elected sheriff for cause by a 4/5 vote of supervisors.
Under current law, the Board of Supervisors does not have the power to remove an elected sheriff. Corpus faces accusations, including retaliation against employees, using racial slurs and homophobic slurs. There are also questions about the alleged romantic relationship between Corpus and Victor Anye, her de facto campaign manager, that she later hired into the department as her office's executive director, before raising his salary to almost $250,000 a year. An independent report led by retired Judge Ladoris Cordell described the sheriff's administration as plagued by intimidation, secrecy, and abuses of power. Corpus has denied all allegations, calling the investigation politically motivated. She has resisted calls to resign, which have grown after no-confidence votes from both the Board of Supervisors and the San Carlos City Council. Thomas Mazzucco is part of the legal counsel representing Corpus. Before the supervisors vote, he asked the board to delay to give the sheriff time to respond.
We're talking about a report that's unsubstantiated. You seem to know more about the report than we do, Supervisor Mueller, but it's anonymous to us. You're right. The sheriff has not presented her side of the story yet, probably due to a lack of confidence, to potential conflicts of interest. But we're going to have a serious conversation with the sheriff about doing that. And I hear from the supervisors, there's a sense of urgency to get this done. Urgency to you, the members of this board who are attorneys, is not a reason to eliminate due process or the sheriff's constitutional rights.
Supervisors argued the amendment is necessary due to the high threshold for voter-led recall efforts, which would require 45,000 signatures. Supervisor Noelia Corzo said the board did not move forward with the charter amendment lightly.
I want folks to understand that our sheriff right now is serving during a 6-year term. We are wrapping up year 2. There are 4 more years left before the voters would have an opportunity to vote on new leadership in the sheriff's office without an intervention like a charter amendment election or a recall.
Critics of the amendment have said the board is overstepping its authority and bypassing the will of the voters who elected Corpus into office. In a statement released last month, Corpus called the charter amendment a political scheme, saying, quote, "This charter amendment with sunset language that only applies to me is an affront to go around the voters to try and unseat me. I will fight it tooth and nail. I am not going anywhere." In addition to the charter amendment, the board plans to refer the findings of Cordell's 408-page report to the civil grand jury and district attorney for further investigation. The charter amendment itself will now appear on the March 2025 ballot, where voters will decide whether or not to give the board the power to remove the sheriff. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.